Welcome to the Prophetic View Show. This is Bishop Alexander M.C.K. Chileshe. May the wisdom of the Lord be with you as we go deeper into today's teaching. We are going to be looking at profiting from our personal trials, profiting from our personal tribulations, profiting from our personal circumstances. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 2, 3, 4, 5 to 8. That count it all joy when you fall in various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all freely and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And 6 says, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. For he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah. When we are faced with life's challenges, the Bible is giving us a depiction that if we stand bold, we produce the fruit of faith. That if we stand bold, we produce the fruit of patience. And that fruit of patience and faith gives birth to perfection and completeness in that particular area, in that particular situation, in that particular problem. So many of us have asked ourselves questions. Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? Why does it always have to be me going through problems? My brothers and sisters, let it be known that there's no soul on this earth that is not going through it. Particular trial at any given point in their lives. We all go through trials and tribulations. It is true that grace is indeed unmerited favor and it is free. But even attaining that grace for you and me, we need to do the works. That is why here Bible is telling us that, but let patience have its perfect work. There has to be the works. When we are faced with trials, how do we look at them? Do we continue blaming God? Do we continue blaming everybody around us? That's exactly what the devil wants to hear. Like Job, all the devil wanted to hear was when Job's friends went to him In short, they were telling him, hey, listen, your God has given up on you. Accept it. Your God does not exist. Accept it. But Job stood firm. He stayed fast. And in the end, there was perfection and completeness. In that particular trial of financial and health burden, he overcame those two stronghold spirits at the same time. So when you are going through your trial, your problem, I want you and I want you to hear me correctly. I want you, my brother, my sister, to pick on a few things from that trial. Ask yourself a question. What is the Lord teaching me in this circumstance, in this situation? Secondly, what is the Lord's language in this? There always has to be a language of God in every trial. The language of heaven. What is he saying to me, in short? What is he teaching me? What is he saying to me? In the teaching, we find life's experience from a spiritual aspect. In the saying, we find direction of where we are going from today into tomorrow. Then lastly is, what am I profiting from this circumstance? What am I profiting? This is where we give our own life the checks and balances. The pros and cons, the negatives and the positives. We balance ourselves between light and darkness. Which of these are you profiting more? Which of these, when you put on a beam balance, have got a heavier scale on their side? And believe me, there is no way that the kingdom of darkness will be heavier than the kingdom of light. Simple illustration. When you have a cupboard in your house, it's got doors, it's closed, it's dark in there. When you open one of the cupboard doors, what rushes in to take over that darkness is the light. Even if you had put a bulb inside that cupboard and there's light inside, and you take that cupboard and the outside in the middle of the night, and you open the door of that cupboard, darkness will not rush into the light, because it cannot subdue the light. Let that be your amen in your spirit. That is why James 1:2 starts by saying, count it pure joy when we are faced with various temptations or various trials or sorts of problems. Count it pure joy, for you know that light is heavier than the dark, profiting from trials. You are blessed beyond measure. And remember our declaration for this month. It is by faith that you and I are reaping good tidings in this new season. Shalom, shalom, shalom.